Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, it is amazing what has taken place. And speaking of Saleem, I just want to see, this is where they're praying over him. And this is what I feel too, that they're praying over him at Rick Joyner at Morning Stars in regards to, and we need to see this. You have to understand. I think because, in my own opinion, since missionaries quit leaving America, since the church quit giving to the kingdom of God, according to George Barna, only 97% even 97% don't even give God his tithes and offerings. Only 3% actually do. That God's going to say, fine, I'm going to bring the people who I love to you, like Kamal Saleem. That's what happened. And I really believe it. And so instead of panicking, I think it's time for us to stand up and believe that this radical Islamist who feels that he or she is giving their heart and their life for God, that once they find out that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life and that he'll forgive them, and that's the perception that he or she's been taught is totally different. And then God will show himself. I mean, Jesus will just show up and just say how much and speak directly to them, and they'll know who God is. As a matter of fact, take a look right this. I love this prophetic word spoken over Kamal Saleem right here. Watch, listen.
This is Kamal Saleem, and amen. I felt like we were all supposed to pray that the terrorists of today become the Pauls of tomorrow. And so why don't you all stand up and let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we look at this man as the symbol of first fruits. That God, that there's passion and devotion and dedication, but it's not after knowledge. And we ask you that the passion and the devotion and dedication would be redeemed. And that men and women like this man Kamal Saleem, would be converted with a passion and a devotion and intensity, and that they would become the Pauls of our day. And Lord, we ask you that this man would be the first fruits of the Pauls of our day, that going into every area of nations that would resist the gospel, you would raise up 10,000s upon 10,000s of Kamal Saleems. Lord, we claim that today for the United States of America, for the Middle East, and for nations all over the earth. We believe you, God, for the redemption of this misdirected passion now to be claimed for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm so looking forward, and it's not next week, it's going to be tomorrow. And make sure you catch us on CTN and WHBR. And understand that God's powerful. He's creator of the universe. And if anybody's, think about Paul. His name was Saul before it was Paul, the Apostle Paul. He was, and you can find out more about this in Organizers of the Night versus Organizers of the Day, but he was intensely under his impression with the support of other people who everybody thought they were working for God, and they were killing folks, imprisoning folks, and humiliating folks, and stealing people's stuff, and just all these things that Christians today go, I can't believe that would even happen. It's like, you know, 81% of Christians in America who regularly attend church are just, and I don't know, maybe not regularly attend church, but 81% don't even pick up their Bible at all. But if you read the Bible, that's exactly what happened. And if you read the whole Bible, you'll see where those God's people in the old covenant did some of the things that we're seeing happen today. That's why the good news about Jesus Christ is that we have been freed from the law. And so we can't just say us and them and all that. We got to say, you know what? Jesus is the answer. Because if you go back and you teach out of the old covenant, you're going to see where David, he had so much blood on him that he could not even build the church. He couldn't even build the temple. God's like, you did a good job. You're after my heart, but I'm going to let your boy do it. Because he was such a bloody you know, conquest to be able, and God was sending them out to conquest at that time under the old covenant, under the law. Nobody could actually fulfill the law. So understand that is part of our history. But in that whole prophetic story that you read from the time that men fell in the garden, Jesus said, God said this, he goes, but I'm going to redeem you. This is the reality of sin. This is the reality of I got to cover it up. You know, I can't even look at it just to be close to you. I mean, there has to be a, you know, sacrifice of animals and you know, blood shed and all that kind of stuff. I'm not, just to come near you. But all of this is to show you that one day this Jesus, my son, is going to come and he is going to redeem you. And what was lost in the garden is going to be got back through my son, Jesus Christ. And so we don't live in that area of the old covenant, but we're not ignorant of that area in the old covenant, understanding that's what God delivered us from. So if you see people acting like they're moving in that kind of sphere, it's like we haven't preached the gospel to them yet. They don't know. The good news is that I understand, you know, your religious zealousness, but God gave his son. He took the beating. He took the crown of thorns. He was nailed to the cross, not for his own sins. He was sinless, but for your sins and my sins. So we don't beat someone to bring them to a place of repentance, nor do we allow ourselves to be beat for a place of repentance, that we just repent. We just repent. And nor do we revenge someone for who are physically, because it's totally not about that anymore. Jesus came and set us free. He fulfilled the law. So we got to be real. We got to be honest. Hey, you know what? You know, that's what's so awesome about the gospel and the covenant that God, the new covenant with the blood of Jesus that's been poured on the mercy seat. So I just want to encourage you that you can get empathy and then you can look. You can look at this certain man or woman or, and look at them and go, if I just could get to them and tell them how much God loves them and that all the stuff, Saul, that you're doing, that is for naught. But if you'll just get on your donkey and start headed to Damascus, we'll be praying that you will encounter the Son the way that Kamal did, the way that Saul did. And all of a sudden, instead of an organizer of the night, you become an organizer under the organizer of the day, Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.